Time Touchdowns and Fumbles, brought to you by The Simple Investor, making the world of real estate investment simple. And joining us, Bob Reed, Principal at Broadway Strategy and Communications. Good morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Here's the question we floated after Ottawa announced it would introduce new federal guidelines for long-term care, which is a provincial responsibility. Ontario's Minister of Long-Term Care responded by saying he was uninterested in any guideline that would water down the very high standards that Ontario has put in place. So we asked, was that a strong reply? Did he clearly make his point? That's a touchdown. If you thought it was unduly negative, a shot at the feds, wrong kind of response, then a fumble. Vote total is in, Bob. Edge of your chair, 52% touchdown.
Wow, that is quite the split. And you know what? I can understand why. I think I can guess what started this. Two things, actually. I think the initial reaction at Queen's Park was probably, thank you very much, Ottawa, but get off our lawn. Because all healthcare is provincial jurisdiction, so that's going to get backs up at Queen's Park. But the vast majority of us civilians don't understand nor care about that. The second thing was a reaction of, hey, our own new standards that we already announced are higher than that. So, you know, ours are better. Neither one of these is a wrong response, but I think it was the combination. That's what led to the initial comment by Ontario's long-term care minister, Paul Calandra, of we're not going to water down our standards. And I do think that came across as kind of needlessly provocative, and especially given the timing, because right now the province and all the provinces are getting ready to meet with the prime minister to try and broker a new healthcare funding deal so more money will flow from Ottawa to the provinces for healthcare. So I think at Queen's Park, they realized that pretty quickly after they saw the headlines. And a quote like that is for sure going to be headline material. No two ways about it. It's just way too colorful. Now, as a communicator, you can work that to your advantage, but you can also slip up and inadvertently create a headline that you maybe don't want to have. And I suspect this was probably the latter. And I think that was evidenced by the fact that Calandra's office called the News Talk 1010 Toronto morning show proactively to offer up some time with the minister the day after. So here's Paul Calandra on Moore in the Morning.
I think national standards are always meant to be a floor and not a ceiling. So as we take a look at what the federal government has put forward, and first run through of it, Ontario meets or exceeds the national standards. Where we exceed those national standards, we're just going to maintain Ontario's higher standard.
So I took that very much as a do-over. They wanted to get the minister out. They wanted him to be able to soften up that initial response. And this language was more soft, more cooperative in tone, while still delivering the core message that, hey, our standards are actually higher than what Ottawa is talking about. So we had a really tight split on the vote. 52% said it was a touchdown. I was kind of on the fence myself, Jerry. So based on everything I just laid out, I'm going to call it a fumble.
Oh, fumble!
But I also think it was a fumble recovery for the next day do-over. So I'm with those who could kind of see it both ways, I guess.
All right, well, let's talk about Loblaws then.
Yeah, we will, because this week the grocery giant confirmed that its price freeze on no-name products is coming to an end. They didn't announce it, but they did confirm it, emphasizing, by the way, it was in place for 3 months. I think this was a PR idea that had a valid origin, but the execution did not go well. Because you'll remember back in November, Loblaw announced with a lot of fanfare they were freezing prices through the holidays on their no-name product line. Now, that's something they do every year, so they decided to highlight it through PR and advertising.
Yeah, but we're doing it again.
Right. But it's something they always do, which might otherwise go unnoticed. So, hey, let's get some positive mileage out of it, I think was the thinking. And that's a good idea and a good strategy in most cases. However, what happened back at that time was Metro and the other major grocery chains said, yeah, we all do this every year. This is nothing special nor unique to Loblaw. And they also, every year, after the holidays, raise their prices because they got to keep pace with supplier price increases. And those are especially high in this period of high inflation. So bottom line is, if you're going to hitch your PR wagon to price, there's going to be a backside when the freeze ends and the price goes up. Now, maybe Loblaw did that PR math ahead of time and said, you know what, we'll get more goodwill off the campaign at the front end than the amount of flack we'll take when it ends. Yeah, people will rant for a day or two, but then they'll move on. And that's kind of been happening, truth be told. But I think they should have learned the lesson from the pandemic and the essential worker wage bonus they gave to their staff when COVID was raging, because they still had to come to work to keep the food on the shelves, despite the possible virus exposure that went with it. So that move was hailed, but roundly dumped on when they rolled that back. So there was a clear precedent. And with Galen Weston as their voice and face, a very wealthy man, he once again became the lightning rod poster guy for everybody who was mad at grocery prices, regardless of which store they shop in. So live by the price tag, die by the price tag, especially when your spokesman is not the common man who has to make hard choices when food prices go up. It's a fumble.
Oh, fumble! Fumble!
All right, and that brings us to Albert and Walter.
Also known as A&W. I don't think that's what the actor, or is it?
Don't you remember that for a while that was their ad campaign? They had these two guys, Albert and Walter.
Ah, okay. I don't remember that one, but of course I remember the great Root Bear, which us to A&W, because last week on this very segment, we talked about M&Ms and how they decided to sideline their spokes candies after some people went cuckoo bananas because of changes made to their appearance and dress. So here's what they said, in part, M&Ms at the time. America, let's talk. In the last year, we've made some changes to our beloved spokes candies. We weren't sure if anyone would even notice, and we definitely didn't think it would break the internet. But now we get it. Even a candy's shoes can be polarizing. That's how M&M's started their announcement. So this week, A&W released a statement saying the following, and listen to the similarities. America, let's talk. Since 1963, Rooty, the great Root Bear, has been our beloved spokes bear. We knew people would notice because he's literally a 6-foot-tall bear wearing an orange sweater. But now we get it. Even a mascot's lack of pants can be polarizing. Therefore, we have decided that Rooty will wear jeans going forward. So they put pants on the previously pantless Great Root Bear. And I never knew his name was Rooty, by the way.
I thought it was
just a Great Root Bear, yeah. But I thought it was a brilliant, quick response way to piggyback on another brand's already excellent play. Well done to both of them. A touchdown for A&W and Rooty.
So does this put A&W in a position then, Bob, where going forward he's going to have his pants on, or and they've just decided we can deal with that, or where are they?
I don't know if the boardroom conversations are getting that deep. I think pants on the bear is probably fairly safe, given that he's not a real bear. He's an animated cartoon character. So sure, you can put pants on him without getting PETA and others up in arms. So
well, I would challenge you to try to put pants on a real bear.
I'm out on that one.
You're out on that one, and we're out now favor of chatter that matters. Bob, good to have you.
Thanks, Jerry.
This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.